Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala amma ba'd. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. Today, the last day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, according to some, and another people might have one more day. And now, very soon we moving from this occasion of the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice. And insha'Allah, we try to do some ibadat in less than days. And now, I went to ibadat, reading Quran, and sacrifice. What should be my status now? After I've been reflecting over the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. What Allah want me to have now? What the status of the heart and the status of the thinking I should be or it should be living inside of me? Where's my love? Where's my devotion? Where's my obedience? Where's my priority? Where's my goal? Where's my purpose? What I'm living for? What the purpose of my life? What is the highest priority things I want to accomplish? What I'm aiming for? What I'm wishing for? For myself, for my family, for the Ummah. What does the Ummah need? If you're watching lately, a lot of non-Muslim embracing Islam and a lot of young youth from Muslim family is leaving Islam. Where it coming from? You remember the famous ayah in Quran? وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. To mankind, you will not achieve except what you're looking for. Why we marry? Why we have kids? What kind of kids? We make money. What the purpose of my money? What I want to do with my money? It is my money or is amana from Allah to me? What I do with my body, with my time, with whatever Allah give me, is me going to use it for Him or I'm going to indulge myself with dunya? This is the time. I feel so sad. We worry about vaccination against one virus. What about the disease of the heart? What about the vaccination of my soul and my nafs against dunya, temptation, envy, jealousy, hate, arrogance, ego? Where am I? What is really I'm worried about? The vaccination against corona? Or the vaccination against the disease of the heart? The vaccination from bad ending? What is the vaccination from bad ending and disease of the heart? It's called akhirah. to take doses of the message until my body immune from dunya. How my body and my soul to be immune from dunya? When my belief in Allah, belief of Akhirah, love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love Akhirah above any love. When I'm willing and I'm ready to do anything for the cause of Allah, to elevate the deen of Allah, alleviate the suffering of other. When my whole purpose, how to save one soul. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said. He said, if Allah use you to guide one person, it's better for you than the whole earth and what it contain. Do I believe in the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And if I believe it, what I'm willing? What I'm willing to spend my money for, my time for? And remember, supporting the hungry for 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, whatever. Supporting the needy is the same. But what about supporting their heart? Open their heart to the deen of Allah. Work to elevate their soul. And this is why the early people used to say, Da'wah to Allah is the mother of all good deed. Because it containing all the do and don't. It containing all the goodness. But why we go for the goodness? Because if the iman is high, if akhirah is high, now the love of akhirah, the love of the real estate of akhirah above any love. And now, the dunya temptation, it doesn't bother me. I'm not occupied about dunya temptation. I'm occupied about how to please Allah, how to elevate the deen of Allah, how to spread the message, how to let the people, especially the young youth and the family, get to know what's going on, how to educate our youth about the history of the ummah. We have a lot of work to do. By this way, now, just after Eid by a couple of days, what I'm wishing for, what I want to achieve, achieve. Do you have a project to achieve? Short term and long term, and all that can be located in your heart. It's called niyyah. What is my niyyah for the coming days, coming weeks, coming month? What I want to achieve, what I want to gain, and for what purpose? My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's coming. It's coming. Time is coming. If you look what's happening in China, Germany, Belgium, Switzerland, you name it. Town overnight is gone. People is dead. People, thousand people missing. This is called ayat. And the mu'min is alive with the ayat of Allah. He gaining from this ayat. I'm next. And I do not know when. And if this is the case, I have no long hope. I'm working day by day, hour by hour. Try to achieve 1 hour, one moment. Try to get closer to Allah. Try to beg Allah to choose me, to be the cause of the elevating the deen of Allah, alleviating the suffering of other. This talk, you hear it from me a lot, because this is the topic deep inside my heart. Some people busy with a car, house, future, vaccination, vacation, you name it. And even if you study right now, the sunnah of Allah will take place. Because all this ayat, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, maybe they come back. لَعَلَّهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, لَعَلَّهُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Maybe the intellect or the contemplate, maybe they gain taqwa, maybe they thanking me, maybe they gain iman, maybe they gain yaqeen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what Allah love versus what I love, what Allah want versus what I want, what the ummah need versus my need, and where I'm going from here. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he get the title Khalilur Rahman, done. And his son, and his wife, and another wife. Why sacrifice is not a talk? Is not a talk. If all the ritual and ibadat will not push you to a sacrifice, to do big time for Sabilillah, no. You won't see some major significant happen in you, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Sacrifice for Sabilillah. Tell Allah, I give you this, Ya Allah. Open for me the door of Hidayah, the door of elevation, the door of dignity, the door of love, the door of belonging, the door of devotion, the door of your pleasure, Ya Allah. The door of wisdom. The door of nur. The nur of basira. What do you think? How much you willing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for you all these doors? Which one is more crucial? Corona or this? Cancer or this? When we get physical diseases, we willing to spend any money to be cured. And now, to cure my heart, to be free, to be strong, to get nur from Allah, light, wisdom, basira, ability to see what nobody can see, hidayah, belonging, love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, the property in Jannah, how much you're willing to spend? Time, love, effort, and money. If your love is real, if your belonging is real, and this was the whole story about Ibrahim alayhi salam, you will be willing to spend any time, thought, feeling, love, and money for your project, the project of Jannah, the project of the pleasure of Allah, the project of elevating the deen of Allah, the project to gain the quality beloved to Allah. To Allah to create you as a quality beloved to Him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, aim high. Follow your worship with action. Follow it with action. Dua, wishes, and after that, you ask Allah to open all this door for you, and you will be willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to gain that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in your heart what is good for you and the ummah, dunya and akhirah. May Allah open our heart to the deen of Allah, the elevation, the deen of Allah, beloved to us than anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas in the seen and unseen, and give us truthfulness in the seen and unseen. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.